The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. You missed Bus Talk. You missed Harden Talk. Is that pretty much it?
I think that about covers it.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff this hour. Christopher Harris will join us at 5:30 with your fantasy questions. And we're going to do something different at 6:15 today. And we're going to let Jon explain it so that we kind of know what we're doing too. But we're going to be doing a pillow talk segment. Is that what this is?
Yep, presented by MyPillow. We're going to be taking love advice, or we're going to be giving love advice to the listeners that want to... That might have trouble in their relationship or trying to get into a relationship like some of our
like callers. Shrek.
Yeah, like Shrek. So you can either tweet us a question or you can call us at 6:15.
Okay. So a guy who's been married 3.5 times is going to give relationship advice.
See, now the best advice can come from somebody that has gone through the experiences.
Well, I actually give great advice. I just suck at
it. You never follow through on your own advice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can give you some basics like, don't bang people you work with and don't bang interns. That tends to get you in trouble. But, all right, we'll have some fun with it. We actually do give reasonable advice most of the time.
I don't know. I thought you guys gave pretty good advice to Shrek.
I think I give the best advice. I know everything when it comes to stuff like this.
Really?
I'm very good at it, I believe. I could have like a Dr. Phil type show but if I were a real doctor.
Is he a real doctor?
I think so.
You could probably go online to like Bob's Used College and get a degree.
Probably.
And then you could do that.
I don't have time for that though.
Yeah, that's work. a couple of questions here from Twitter. JOff288 was asking if you could do a betting guide for MMA like I do for horse racing on the website. So, well, I'd have to pay AJ. So
it's very difficult.
Yeah. But at some point we're doing okay, but I don't have enough money to pay people yet. So
we'll get there.
That's a big thing. Yeah. The
fantasy thing is sponsored. Maybe when football season's over, if they want to stay on board, they could sponsor that.
Right. So we'll, and honestly, I'm about to have a bunch more sponsors on that site. So it is something I've got a lot of big plans for it, and HoustonSportsAndStuff.com if you haven't seen it yet. But you also ask if you could write for it. I will accept stuff. If you're familiar with the site and you know what we're about, if it's funny, if it's informative, if it's kind of got a snarky attitude, then yes, I will run it. But I've had people send me stuff and it just wasn't very good. So, yeah. But if you you want to, just email me, fowler975@gmail.com. I've got some really exciting stuff, hopefully, at the beginning of next year that we're going to add to it. And, so it's going to get bigger. The to be perfectly honest with everybody, it was never supposed to get as big as it did, as fast as it did. So now I'm playing catch up on a lot of things. And, you know, I really appreciate all the people who visit the site and who enjoy it. And hopefully, you know, try to give you something fun every morning, especially on a day like today when people are protesting and stuff like that. But it's still growing. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be a little difficult. There will be a betting guide at some point, but I'm flying to Jacksonville at some ridiculous time, like 7 in the morning, I think. So I don't know when I'll have stuff up tomorrow, but for the most part, there's something there Monday through Friday every morning. We have AJ's rankings on Thursdays. We have, Lamont drops a lot of political stuff that's good. We've got very funny stuff from Barry Laminack Disco Biscuits done a couple of very funny train stories, and so we've had beer reviews on there. It's just we're trying a lot of stuff, and then whatever people like, we'll bring back, and what they don't, we won't. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. One of the games that I kind of looked at, somebody asked on Twitter, what do you think about Ole Miss plus 11 at A&M? I would like it a lot more if Chad Kelly weren't dead, but they're both on backup quarterbacks, and A&M has to have a letdown after what happened last week, right?
I would think so. This is one of those games where I'm with you. I'm not looking. I do think, remember that Mississippi's backup quarterback is a guy that was really, really recruited hard by A&M.
Yeah.
So they clearly think highly of him.
Exactly.
And we've seen what Jake Hubenak is. I wouldn't feel good if I were Aggie going into this game, but it's not like old Reb has shown to be very good either this year. So
if you made me take a side there, I'd take Mississippi, and I might still play that, but I'd feel a lot better if they weren't on a freshman quarterback who is very good,
right,
and who I think has a bright future there. But you know, I think, and also I don't think Miles Garrett's right. Yeah, I might take Mississippi there. Milan asked, can you guys talk about this Game of Thrones leaks? What's up with that? Seen a few headlines. I think we talked about this a little bit the other day. Apparently, a Reddit user has leaked all of Season 7.
I haven't seen it. Thank goodness. And if I see it, I'm going to be so angry.
But what I would caution about it is what they do is they leaked a bunch of stuff, and then people went and tried to tie it to scenes that they know had been filmed, that people had pictures of and things like that. And so they pretty much have what happens in Season 7. And I've seen it, and I would just say it's going to be, to me, it looks a lot like it did last year. There was somebody who allegedly leaked the entire season. And there were about five things in there that were accurate, and then the rest was just fan fiction. And I kind of think that's the case here. I think it's fan fiction with two or three things that there have been confirmation of scenes being shot. And, you know, it doesn't spoil it for me because I enjoyed last year as much as ever, even though I knew some of those things were going to happen.
Right.
So I don't mind reading them and just telling you.
Most of this whole show has been spoiled by the books anyway.
Up until now, yeah.
These damn books were ruining it for everything. Luckily, I was able to avoid that. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can avoid spoilers if you really want to. If you click on a link, well, that's a different story.
Yeah, I put it on the site the other day. I just said the Deadspin story that said everything had been spoiled. And just, if you don't want to know, don't read it. It's that simple. But a lot of people want to read it, right? Just kind of comes with the territory. And I'm always curious about it because I like to see how close they are. And like I said, last year there were about five things that he had that were accurate, and then a bunch of stuff that was just completely made up.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is the case here, because I think it's the same Reddit guy using a different name because it was written sort of the same way. But, you know, there's a lot out there. It's just, if you don't want to know, then don't read it. That would be my humble suggestion. All right. So now we are going to talk to Dr. Russell Williams from one of your favorite places.
From Man Centers.
Yeah. And who apparently is going to be violating me.
Yeah, Dr. Williams, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, things are good. Things are good.
Now, we have earned over $1,000 this month for Movember because I have a super sweet mustache in part, but also because Fred has agreed for you to check his prostate on Facebook Live if we hit $1,000, and of course we quickly hit $1,000. So tell us exactly what goes into a prostate exam. How invasive is it, and how terrifying should Fred feel at this point?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the prostate exam is about a 30-second exam or so, and the good thing for guys and the doctors who have to check the prostate is that the prostate lives relatively close to the outside. So the prostate exam is just a finger through the bottom. And to feel the prostate.
Only one finger?
Just the index finger, one finger, and to feel the prostate. And And what we do when we are filling the prostate is just to make sure that it feels nice and soft and not hard, because hard would cause us to be concerned that there could be prostate cancer. And, of course, that's what we're doing. We're checking the prostate for prostate cancer. And since 1 in 7 guys will get prostate cancer, it's not a rare disease. It's unfortunately one of the things that guys need to have as part of their health care, as part of their examination, their physical. At least by age 50, and some guys need to have it in their 40s if they're at risk. And the at risk is African Americans, or if you have a family member, a immediate relative, dad or brother, who's got a history of prostate cancer, then you got to start being checked in your 40s. So that's and there's another thing we do. We also do a little blood test, and the blood test is called a PSA test, and that's used to pick up a protein that is released from cancer cells in the prostate. And the PSA test really allows us to detect prostate cancer even before it can be felt on exam.
Now, will you be using lubricant when you test Fred's prostate?
Absolutely, yeah.
What if he chooses no lubricant? And is there an option for a two-finger exam?
That's called a second opinion.
Okay, all right.
Well, I have one quick question. If you okay. said 1 in 7... So if the 6 guys before me have no problems, is it okay if we reschedule mine until you get a guy who's actually got an issue?
So you think it's sequential orders that it's going to be every 7, so number 2 through 6 is okay, but number 1 and 7, yeah, no. Wouldn't it be nice to be that predictable?
All right, Doc. Well, appreciate it, and, just go easy on me. I heard that 30 seconds, and I kind of, that scares me a little bit.
Oh, no. Well, no, yeah. It's really a very simple test. And having done thousands and thousands and thousands, it really is guys like, okay, no big deal. Knock wood, it shall. So, it actually is, it's an okay test to have.
All right. Well, Dr. Williams, we will be seeing you here in a couple of weeks then, sir.
Yes, sir. Good. Very good. All right, guys.
Get that thumb ready, Doc.
Okay. All right, y'all.
It's 1 in 7. That worries me a little bit. So I want to go right after some guy that comes out with a really sad look on his face.
I want you to go right after a big Mexican meal.
No. Stop. I that's not where I thought you were going with that, by the way. So anyway, I do appreciate it. Actually, the thing is, and the reason that I agree to do this is that we do want to raise awareness that you need to get this kind of stuff done. And especially when you get to my age, it's and guys in your 40s. I mean, it's important. So I appreciate everybody who's given so far. You can still give. All you have to do is, go to the 975 website. And I'll make sure I post a link to AJ's donation page. But appreciate everybody who's donated so far. And I think it's one of those things I think we need to get the word out about, so I'm willing to be violated for that on Facebook Live.
Excellent.
And I promise it will be funny. I can assure you.
You're going to tell jokes?
I'm sure I'll come up with something.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's. I mean, who can't make a joke when there's a finger up their ass? I mean, honestly. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And terrific thing they do for kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance, and these are really good kids who drop out for a variety of reasons. Some of them wind up having to get jobs to support their family. And whatever issue they have, Houston Can Academy works around it. If they had problems reading because they needed glasses and they couldn't afford them, well, Houston Can Academy helps them with stuff like that. And that's why they need your donation, because school has started, and more than ever, they need your help. And really, now's the time. Here's what they need. Just a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what it is. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RVs. Maybe you're thinking about trading it in. You weren't going to get that much for it. Or maybe it's something you were going to fix up and you just never got around to it. Well, here's what's going to happen if you donate that vehicle. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all of the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, which is going to look great at the end of the year. And you get that. Who doesn't want a tax deduction, right? And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. How about this? A $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Here's your chance to do something good. Help out kids who are getting a second chance and get rid of something you're not using anymore. It's a win-win-win. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Might squeeze in a call or two this segment. Just depends on how things go. I'm getting nervous about this thing now. Somebody asks, Fred, God forbid, what happens if the dog doesn't have good news? Will he break it to you over the air? That would be a downer and a show killer. I don't think they know right away.
Yeah, he said he can tell if it's hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll know it's bad news.
Well, it'll just be on Facebook Live. It won't be on the show.
Right.
But if he dies, he dies.
It's reality TV, guys.
Honestly, that's why you have to do things like this. You might get bad news. And if that's the case, then great. We'll have a real downer show. But just deal with it like you do anything, right? You just make fun of it and get treated for it. And hopefully it's caught early enough. That's why you want to get out. And that's why it's important for guys to have stuff like this checked. So it's one of the reasons why we're doing it. What are the odds the Browns win a game before Brock goes one game without an interception from Soccer Bilal?
I think it's 50-50. I don't think either one's going to happen.
I'll take Brock because there's also odds that he could snap an ankle before he throws a pick. You know what? He's not going to throw a pick this week.
But if Brock snaps an ankle, that means he didn't play a game where he...
Yeah, but does that count? It just says he goes before he goes one game without an interception. If you're not playing, you're going the game.
That's true.
So, yeah.
I assumed he meant game that he actually played in, but you're right.
Oh, man. Yeah, some of your questions I can't answer. I can't answer on air, guys. I appreciate them. They're funny, but I still can't do it. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And we had a couple college plays. JJ asked, do you think gambling on in a national level will change with President Trump? I really don't. I've never heard him talk about that, although wouldn't be the worst thing to have a guy who owns casinos making decisions.
No.
You know the best thing about this election, AJ? You know what nobody's talking about anymore? Car box sale.
It's true. Well, although I did read something today that I'm going to talk to Eric this weekend, but I saw something that apparently AB InBev is going to make them all do drug testing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that might be, might not be great.
Yeah, that's no fun anywhere. Thank God we don't have to deal with that. And especially after our next trip to Nevada.
Yeah.
Now that that's legal there. Pretty much if they wanted to get rid of us, I could just tell them, you know what, schedule a drug test for the Monday after our next trip out for the fights.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that.
Give you pretty much 100% chance. let's squeeze in a call real quick. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys. How's it going today?
It's going sports.
Hey, just had a quick question for you. Comment, and I'll hang up and listen. I'm kind of getting excited. You know, it's never too early to talk Astros baseball.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. General manager's meeting. I just kind of want to get your opinion on what you kind of feel that Jim Crane is now given the go-ahead to kind of raise the payroll and the expectations to go get a couple of bats this offseason and kind of improve the team for 2017. I'll hang up and listen, guys.
I mean, I think he is going to raise the payroll, but I also think talk about Miguel Cabrera and Edwin Encarnacion and these guys that are going to cost $25 million a year. I would not expect to see that. I think they're going to start small. And
yeah.
I mean, you're talking about huge players. I just don't think they will.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I know that, and maybe I'm just jaded, but because they haven't done it yet, until they do, I'm just not going to buy it. And I think about some of the big names that were coming from overseas that they allegedly finished second on. I think they're going to say, oh, we were in there bidding on Edwin Encarnacion. But he decided he wanted to go back to the Blue Jays for 5 years, $125 million.
Right.
I think you're going to get a lot of that. I think the price will be too high for Miguel Cabrera. That'll be the excuse.
Not only, I mean, there'll be...
it may be legitimate, too.
With Miguel, there's a talent price. Like, you're going to have to give up players, and then you're going to have to take on a $220 million in salary.
Right.
And you in Miguel's case, as good as he is, he's 33 years old, and those declining years, they're coming. That's not my opinion. That's the reality of baseball.
Encarnacion's going to be 34,
yeah,
right?
Same age. Yeah. But, I mean, you're not going to – I'm guessing you're not going to sign him to a $220 million deal.
No.
And you don't have to give up players to get him. But I don't know where exactly they have openings unless – I guess one possibility is just a pure DH because – if they decide to move Evan Gattis to full-time catcher, which I still don't think they're going to do because then they lose a lot defensively, I think they're going to go out and get a catcher and they're still going to play Evan Gattis at DH. Then, I mean, you're looking for a first baseman and probably an outfielder. I don't know. I don't see them going, making that big of a jump.
There's
a team that spent $106 million last year, total.
Well, and now you've got 15 because that's what you were paying Colby Rasmus.
Yep.
So just to get back to that, you've got 15.
Well, and whatever you're not paying Jason Castro anymore, unless you foolishly re-sign him.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on from that. But in my perfect world, if it were my checkbook, I'd be real careful about a guy like Jose Bautista, for instance, because he's already declining. He's going to be 35. He's going to want a bunch of money, and somebody's going to pay it.
Here's the other thing about the Astros. They have two players on their entire team that are signed beyond 2017. That means they're going to have to pay some of these guys, you know, within their organization. So anybody who's going to, like George Springer, for instance, if you're actually going to pay George Springer when the time comes, you got to save that money. That's why I say I don't think they're going to go out and spend on a guy like Miguel Cabrera, because that one contract for a team that has been, you know, in the bottom third of payroll, as long as I can remember now, that type of contract would really hamstring what they would do going forward, especially if they don't get instant results.
Yeah, although if you wanted to tell me what would make them instant contenders.
Miguel Cabrera. And a starting pitcher.
And if the White Sox were serious about trading Sale, and they would take him for Alex Bregman, which I would do in a heartbeat, then I would tell you what, that would be a team that I would say has a real legitimate chance. But you're tightening your window.
And I think in the case of Miguel Cabrera, I don't think you're not talking about an Alex Bregman type. You're talking about Kyle Tucker or Forrest Whitley. I mean, those are solid prospects the Astros have, but it's at some point you got to realize we've got so many prospects, it'd be nice to have guys that are actual major league ready players. Giving up prospects isn't the end of the world.
I think you know, those are the big names that, I mean, I don't know that Cabrera is available. The Tigers may say, you know what?
They might.
We're close. We're going to add. We're not going to subtract. And I just think the reality to throw those names out there is all fine and dandy. But when it comes to a guy like Encarnacion, it's like, yeah, you may be in there bidding, but if the Red Sox get in there and bid, they're going to outbid you. So, right. Yeah, you finish second again. My guess is they're going to go after all these guys. They're going to, you know, do what they have to do to try to be in the mix for them. They're not going to get any of them, and you're going to see them sign some second and third tier guys.
Well, the Tigers have said that they're willing to trade anybody, and that means Miguel Cabrera. That means Justin Verlander. That means Jordan Zimmerman, which, boy, that's the guy I wanted the Astros to go after last offseason. But, again, if you like, let's say they wanted to get some kind of combo of Cabrera and Verlander, you're giving up a large amount of prospects, and you're taking on an incredible amount of salary. I mean, you're taking on more in salary than what you had last season.
Yeah.
So are they going to be willing to do something like that? My guess is no.
Yeah, because they haven't shown us yet that they are. And until they do, I'm going to be skeptical.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about DraftKings. How's your fantasy season going, your fantasy football season? If it's anything like mine, it's not great. And it's not too late, though. It's not too late to save your season and win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, which means no season-long commitments. You're never again combing the waiver wire in the middle of the night trying to find a player to replace your broken-down running back that's already a second stringer. Every week's a brand new season at DraftKings. Pick your contest, draft your team, the players you actually want this week, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends and play against them every week if you want, or try the 50-50 contest. That's my favorite, where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is on its way to a slow death, you can still win huge cash at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your season now at DraftKings.com. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what that music means, because it's 5:30 on a Thursday. It's time for fantasy football expert Christopher Harris. You can find all of his great podcasts, his rankings, everything at harrisfootball.com. He's also got War on Sound out, which we'll ask him about in a bit. You can follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. A little bit of everything. What's going on, Mr. Harris? How are you today?
I'm very well. What's going on down there?
Oh, sports and stuff, kind of same as always. So I noticed that it's easy for you to plug in a number one quarterback again because Mr. Brady's back. No thoughts to dropping him against that Seattle defense?
Yeah, no, not so much. It's a good question because not dropping him, but it's a good question. Like, can the madness continue? Can the napalming of the league continue? But I'm going to be honest. I kind of think it can. I think Seattle maybe is a little more vulnerable against the run than the pass, and I feel like you probably watched these games as well as I have, watching Seattle struggle on defense to kind of get off the field. The time of possession's been rough, and that seems like maybe more because of, Tim Hightower's going for a hondo against them, but I think in the end, Patriots can usually do what they want to against whatever defense.
Chris, how surprising is it that with Brady doing what he's doing, really there's no weapon in the receiving game other than Gronk who's even really worth starting on a fantasy team right now? How's that possible?
I think it's we've kind of seen it before. How long did we keep investing our emotional energies in Brandon LaFell, just hoping that he'd be a thing? It's any outside receiver in that offense, basically, it's always going to take a backseat because there's a few of them, and also because it's just not where he typically goes. It's such a quick-hitting offense, and they just want to get the ball out of his hands real quick. And the player, I guess, that's most surprising is Julian Edelman. I think he's teetering. I kind of think I'd use them this week. I remember the Super Bowl. I remember how they wanted to attack that Seattle zone, which is a really tough zone, but there are any zone defense, there's always soft spots, and Edelman certainly took hits. That was the game plan. Throw him over the middle, get him hit. He got concussed in that Super Bowl, but my expectation is that hopefully coming out of the bye, Edelman's foot is better, and maybe he starts looking better, and there's a chance Deion Lewis plays in the game, and he's a weapon in the passing game, so maybe he starts being, I certainly think he's addable right now in all leagues, and maybe you don't use him in this 1 week, but maybe pretty soon we'll be talking about using him. Otherwise, I got to say, I'm not that terribly surprised because it does feel like a spread the love type offense.
I wanted to ask you, from watching Russell Wilson last week, do you feel like maybe the injury stuff is over and we're going to start seeing the real Russell Wilson again, or are you still a little bit concerned that he might not be what he was?
I'm concerned. I'm still concerned. I guess it could be better without being fixed. Certainly, that first drive of Monday Night Football, he rolls out, and I think that's probably a naked bootleg, and nobody knows he's going to not hand the ball off, and so it's everybody blocks the other way and he scores a touchdown. I'm not sure just because he can actually get up beyond like a trot, that means he's necessarily fixed. Just not a lot of Fran Tarkenton in him. You know, we're old. We remember, like, not a lot of falling, you know, running around in the backfield and creating just so much chaos and giving so much time to his receivers that people just wind up getting open. The times where he did scramble, I felt like he was kind of scrambling to just not die as opposed to really prolonged plays. Every week that goes by, I guess it could get better, and maybe they will start running the zone read again, and maybe the reason they're not running the zone read is more about not trusting their running backs than anything else, but I'm not ready to say he's 100% or close to it. And even Jimmy Graham, a bunch of one-handed catches do not make the Skywalker that we remember, the guy who would jump over everybody. It's great, and I'm using Jimmy Graham, but I don't think he's back to the point where he was before the big knee injury either.
Did the hurdle over the hurdling over the player or hurdling over the defender, that's kind of what impressed me more than the one-handed catches even.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, he's certainly – is that really lift? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm sitting like an unnaturally high standard for him, but I certainly saw the play, and at that moment I was like, okay, well, is that really vertical or is that more just sort of agility? And I mean, I think it's good that he has that agility. But I still see defenders when there's a jump ball, I see these smaller defenders jumping over him.
You probably haven't gotten this question recently, but I'm just kind of curious what positives you saw in Brock Osweiler to rank him ahead of three quarterbacks on your
list. What was wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? How can I like this guy a little bit? You know, well, first of all, I don't really think very much of Jacksonville. And second of all, I mean, I'm going to go fall back on... So the most recent time we saw him, they win the game against the Lions, and they didn't ask him to do all that much. When C.J. Fedorowicz is your main dude, you know, you aren't being asked to do a ton, and maybe that's damning with faint praise, and you're saying, okay, well, congratulations, you can handle like a seventh-grade workload or a seventh-grade playbook. I just don't think it's as bad as folks just are worried about. And those the three main culprit games are at New England, at Minnesota, at Denver. It was just really rough places to go and really rough places to achieve. And I'm hoping there's more given to him because I don't think he's a bad player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's going to get better. So I'm pretty familiar with the Patriot offense, right? The thing Bill O'Brien runs. And so much of what happens with that offense is pre-snap. You really kind of need to know roughly where you're going with the ball based on what the defense does at the snap. And I'm not sure he's there yet. And maybe that's, you know, he's been in the offense for whatever, 9 months now. You should figure it out. But I think it gets better. I think it's complicated and it gets better. And I still have hope for the kid.
Christopher, I know you watch all the tapes on these games. Can you tell sometimes when quarterbacks are throwing interceptions, whether it's on them or whether it's on the receiver? And because I know it's always going to be blamed on the quarterback. But how often do you see stuff like that? It's like, well, this guy clearly did not run the right route and the guy put the ball where he was supposed to.
Yeah, I think you can usually tell. I mean, there's probably a gray area where sometimes we're just never going to know. No one's going to tell anybody. But I honestly think that these guys are mostly, I mean, Jamarcus Russell aside, I think these guys mostly are pretty, if he's throwing it directly to, you know, the only person within where the ball lands within 20 feet is the defender, I'm usually going to put that on the receiver. I mean, the quarterback knows the play. Usually the quarterback knows the play. And I would say it's the player who is maybe given an option route, and certainly in Houston, there's a lot of option routes. We see DeAndre Hopkins and Osweiler not being on the same page several times because there's, you know, one guy's reading, oh, look, the defender's playing him to the inside, and the other guy who's running the route says, nope, he's playing to the outside. I guess in that case, usually you got to say it's neither's fault, but in cases where just there's nobody else there, I usually think that's the receiver.
Christopher, tell everybody about your great podcast that you do. Tell them about War on Sound and all the stuff that they can find at Harris Football.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Daddy makes the mortgage on the podcast, so I guess I'll focus on that. If people are interested in hearing me talk about fantasy five times a week, harrisfootball.com. You can find it, the Harris Football Podcast, anywhere you get fine podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, where do people get podcasts these days? I keep saying iTunes and people are like, my God, what do you think this is, 2014? And I'm like, yeah, I still get it as iTunes.
No, just go to your website, right? That's the best thing to do. get it off. Sure. Yeah. And you did the novel War on Sound. How's that going? And tell them about that a little bit.
It's great. It's a book about music. It's a little made up story that came out of my head, and it's waronsoundbook.com. I would love it if anybody wants to have a diverting read in these times of strife. Maybe check out War on Sound.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. Check out harrisfootball.com. Christopher, appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
All righty. Okay, guys, you want to get in on some action tonight on the games, or you want to bet this weekend? One place to go, mybookie.lv. This is my go-to site now. They're an industry-leading website. They offer a 50% bonus when you sign up and deposit today for the first time. And I'll tell you what, man. I have switched everything over to this site, whether it's my football bets, whether it's my horse racing. I like to sit there all day Saturday and just play the races and play the games. And you could, whether it's colleges or NFL, if you want to bet soccer, they've got that. You want to bet the NHL, they have that. And no fine print. You get great customer service. If there's a problem, man, they will get right back to you. And no hassle payouts is a big thing. And that's what drove me away from other sites, is all kinds of trouble getting paid. Well, that's not the case at MyBookie. Give them a call right now, 844-900-BETS, or visit mybookie.lv to open an account. Use my promo code FRED and claim your 50% bonus. What are you waiting for? That's 844-900-BETS, or go online to mybookie.lv to start winning today. You play, you win, you get paid. Ditch your bookie. Try MyBookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Cowboys Steelers NFL Sunday at 3:25 on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we're back on the Blitz. Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness of various cancers, such as prostate cancer. Here at Gal Media, we've joined the movement for men's health and are collecting donations to stop men dying too young. Please help us in this journey. Log on to ESPN975.com. Go to our Movember page and support your favorite host. That would be AJ Hoffman with a donation to our team.
Thank you.
So there you go. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Nigeria. I have a snake story for you, because I know you love those.
I love them.
Well, if you lived in a village and you saw a gigantic snake,
I wouldn't live in that village anymore.
Well, you might not have a choice. Well, they thought that the snake had eaten one of their cattle because it was so swollen.
Okay.
So they decided to kill the snake. So you can't have eaten our cattle, right?
Right. I'm for that.
Well, they cut the thing open. Turns out it hadn't eaten the calf. It was pregnant and had dozens of eggs.
Oh, good kill then.
Well, yeah, because for one thing, you're going to have hundreds of snakes running around now. But, here, the interesting part is, these eggs are regarded as a rare delicacy in Nigeria.
So they ate them?
They ate the snake eggs.
It's kind of gross.
It is, but I don't know that falsely accusing a snake of eating your calf, I don't think you need to kill him for that. But if you
just kill it anyway, though.
Exactly. It's a snake, right?
Right.
It's no big deal. And if you eat snake eggs, good for you.
I saw the picture of that snake.
Yeah, I think
that thing is huge. That thing's going to feed the village for years. Like, it's literally, it's really, really big. And like a 1 by 1, 1 foot by 1 foot of the snake is probably held about, what, 5, 6 eggs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't even tell you how many eggs are here. They say dozens. It looks like 100 to me.
No, it looks more. Yeah, it looks more than that.
So. This is a good thing. You've not only killed a snake, you've killed hundreds of other snakes.
And
eaten them.
Yeah, yeah. You've given your village a feast.
That's right. It's kind of like, you know, man, never mind, that would be terrible. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. We have time for a call or two here. Let's get Daniel on. What's up, Daniel?
Hello, what's happening, guys?
Sports.
I read something the other day. I can't remember yesterday or the day before about Conor McGregor, a couple of tweets he sent out. Some substance, sorry, that he's using that apparently is helping his endurance and his strength, and he says the new management is going to be handling that.
All right, you're fine. Hold on here.
We can't hear a word you're saying.
I would have liked to take that call, but I couldn't understand.
Something about Conor McGregor and some substance. That's all I could get.
I don't know anything about that.
Christian. Christian, you're on. Go. Okay, that was real good. Well, never mind. We tried. Two fails in a row there.
Don't get me started on this.
Nick said he heard RJ taking Baltimore tonight at minus 10. I went ahead and got them at minus 7.5. Want to know your thoughts. I'd like it better at 7. I'm not in the... what the heck?
Pop up. Sorry.
Oh. Man. I don't know what's going on here. 409 says, looking to move from Beaumont to Houston with a young family. Suggestions outside the city. If you have a young family, like kids.
Yeah, like in the suburbs.
Yep. You know, someplace, Friendswood, Woodlands.
Depends on your Pearland. Income.
Yeah, it depends on your income and also where you're working in the city.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sugar Land, all those places are really good if you have. There's good schools out in all of those. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, so the guy who called said there's a substance Conor McGregor is taking. I'm not sure what it's called, but is not illegal in the UFC yet. He sent out a tweet saying that if they make it illegal, this will be his last fight at UFC. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't got to finish listening to the press conference yet. I was watching it when the show started. I've been trying to pick up a little bit during the breaks, but I haven't really been able to dig into it. So if I hear anything about it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think...
I got nothing though.
It's hard for me to take a lot of what he says seriously. You know, I think he does a lot of stuff for attention. He likes being a star.
Yeah.
And he is a star. All right, one more, Todd.
Killens is giving away a free brisket plate to all veterans tomorrow.
Ooh. Get out there.
Oh boy.
Get out there, man. Yeah, I'll be in wonderful Jacksonville tomorrow.
I wonder what that line's gonna be like.
Well, I bet if you go there about 1:30, you'll be fine. That's a perfect time to go.
Okay.
1:30.
They'll be sold out of brisket by then.
No, probably not. They always make a lot. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been there when they've run out of brisket. I've seen them run out of
the beef rib.
Some of the beef rib.
Yeah.
But I've never seen them run out of the brisket. So they'll go kill another cow right out back for you.
Okay.
So
I hope that's the case.
You'll be fine. If they're giving away free brisket to veterans, I guarantee you they've got two or three cows back there whose lives are going to end tomorrow.
Good. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. I have a 9-month-old German Shepherd at home that was driving me insane, was doing the play biting, was jumping on people, would not listen. I couldn't get her to walk on a leash because she was dragging me around. Dog is too big to be dumb. So what did I do? Took her to Man's Best Friend. They've trained my dogs in the past, and they always do great work. And they didn't let me down this time. The great thing about them is whatever the issue your dog is having, you sit down with the people there, you tell them what you want to get fixed, and that's what they work on with your dog. So it's a personalized training regimen for your dog. 2331 Bingo Road in Houston, or you can give them a call, 713-932-6709. Visit mansbestfriend.com. Our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to ESPN975.com, right now, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. It's very simple, and it's free to register. So go check it out. It's good for anything they've got there. Remember, 30% off when you mention ESPN975.com at Man's Best Friend. Mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.